Okay. Let's take our first caller. 7931, you're live on the air.
Hey, Armand, how are you?
Hey, good, how are you?
I'm good. Okay, so first thing, the Jim Jones situation. I don't care what nobody say. He tried to say it was because, oh, my mama was young and she was 17, babies raising babies. Well, my mama was 17 when she had me and she was 19 when she had my brother. And I told that when you were infant, you don't remember everything, but I just don't recall her kissing my little brother in the mouth. A teacher's not a kid.
Right.
So I don't know what her being young has to do with anything, but I definitely had a teen mom and she never had to practice kissing in the mouth with us. That's just a little much. Just a little much. And
I had a teen. My mom was 17 when she had me. I think that was when people, like, moms had us at that age. You know what I'm saying? So my
right.
mama wasn't kissing me in the mouth.
My mama's not weird like now. Jim Jones, what you should have said was my mama was 17. Crack. Maybe that would have made it make a little more sense, you know. But I don't know. Because I had a cousin who had a teen mom on crack, and she didn't kiss her in the mouth. I don't know. It just doesn't make sense, okay? So the next part is the Cuban and Cardi. I don't really understand why Cardi would open up the can of worms by posting a video. Like, unless I missed something, did Cuban say something before Cardi posted the little video or whatever? Or did
Yeah, she was
just
talking about how Offset wanted to bang her. But Cardi posted that video saying, like, girl, you said you never talked to him.
You never knew him.
Yeah.
Okay, so what I was about to say is kind of, okay, that's not true. What I was about to say was going to be wrong. But I just feel like when it comes to the girl said she wasn't inspired by you. She could be lying. She could be telling the truth. If she was, she was. If she don't want to tell you, she don't have to. But, I mean, how many people wear leopard or whatever? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's one thing. Second of all, I wouldn't even be giving her today because nobody thinks about Cuban Doll. Like, Cuban Doll be on too many drugs, too many Xanax. Like, she be over there doing too much stuff for anybody to care about anything that she's doing. Like, I don't really even know why she would be going back and forth with the girl. Like, I wouldn't waste my time, especially with that. And she just verified something that we all knew. Look, when TMZ ran up on her asking about the Summer Bunny situation, we all knew that was paid for. So she just confirmed something else that we all knew because that just wasn't real. It didn't look, TMZ, hi. No, of course, it wasn't. That's not what that was. Like, you know what I mean? Like, what is that? Like, nobody believes that. And so, and to me, it's all just very goofy. I think Cardi, like, I don't know. I really think she should just let it go. Like, you're bigger than all of them. But then I think she's still kind of childish. So she always has to argue. Like, when stuff like this happens, like, she always feel like she just have to argue. And I just wouldn't feel like I have to argue. Like, I'm not arguing with people who I have more money than, more influence, more clout, more everything. Like, Cuban Doll and Cardi B are not on the same level. So I wouldn't, if I was Cardi B, I wouldn't be getting that love. And that's just me. And that's all I had to say.
Okay. Thank you, Boo. I'm just getting, I'm getting a piece of these tweets. Okay, keep going. Okay. 5956. Let me read some more of these tweets. We're getting live tweet update. Cardi B said, first you said the girl was no longer your friend. Then it turned to he was effing her. Now he's trying to F with you. You can't even keep up your own lies. Show me the receipt. You started this yet asking me what does it prove. Honey, you need this moment, not me. Well, girl, you need to stop talking to her then.
Right.
I don't understand. Like, you saying she needs this moment. Like, stop talking to her. I would not even be entertaining her. But go ahead. Hello?
Hello. Hey, what's up? It's the Black John Rivers. What's good?
Hey, talk to me.
So I am going to talk about the Ye and Cardi collaboration with Balenciaga. So from what I heard, it's actually an ad type of the brand is bringing the two artists together because they both have deals with the brand. At least that's what, you know. So what I think about
I felt like it could be that too. I felt like it could be that too. That's what I was trying to figure out. Is this like more of a branded kind of like, you know, advertising thing for Balenciaga? Yeah.
That's what they're trying to say, but also – Kanye West was on Drink Champs, you know, the big interview that he did where he dropped a bunch of gems at where I really, like, looked at Kanye different from the things that he had said from that interview. What I noticed in that interview, he had, you know, said, like, if it's up, then it's up. And when he said that, I was like, you know. And so now 2 months later, this collaboration with Balenciaga comes. So I believe that the ad is the first collaboration between Kanye and Cardi B, but I do believe that Ye will up with her with some music because obviously by him repeating the line about up, he liked that. But who didn't like that? You know what I mean? If it's up, then it's up. Up is stuck, period. So I believe that it's going to be something, like you said, like a culture reset. Now, in the terms of Cardi having to beat Nicki Minaj Monsterverse, honey, what number did that chart on Billboard? Because I can look it up, but I don't think it was high. I don't even think it was in the top 10. I definitely know it didn't go number one. So with that being said, Cardi don't have to outdo her on any new music with Ye. All Cardi got to do is, long as it make the top 10 in the Billboard, she has won. But even with that, to me, Cardi and Nicki, they not in
I don't
the
think
same
that that
thing,
would be a number thing. I think it's a hip-hop thing. I think, I mean, I would want to see her really get on a record with a legend like that and really rap. Like, to me, it's not even about, for me, it wouldn't be about if the record did number one, or it's just about how you going to deliver on a record with Kanye.
I mean, yeah, but if she deliver it right, then it should go number one, should it not? Or it should go top 10. If the delivery is right, if the video and everything is right, the formula and everything is right, then it should be successful, should it not?
I mean, it should, but I just don't think, I don't, for me, I'm not, like, I'm not thinking about this record in terms of the numbers. I'm thinking about it more in terms of delivery, what she's going to bring to it. You know what I mean? Like, how she's going to get on here and really perform. Like, for me, it's more about performance than the numbers for this, for me.
Right, right. Well, for me, I already feel like that. She's bringing the right type of energy, you know, but with this, it's just an ad right now. So the song we don't even know about, you know what I mean? We don't got no title. We don't got them in the studio. So we really don't know. So I won't
we
even
don't
get into
know,
all
yeah.
that, but that's what I have to say. Right, that's what I have to say about that. But going into the Pete, Kim, and Ye situation, Pete is a drug addict and ugly and broke. And so nobody that Kim messed with could ever top Ye. She said that on SNL. She said, Kanye is the richest black man in America. So, girl, what are you doing with Pete? So, to me, that's nothing but, you know, to me, that's nothing but a show. And I feel like Kanye knows that because he has said on Drink Champs that her publicist is a witch. And he would not listen to anything that she had to say. So Ye is finding that formula to get her back. They said that he actually hired a photographer to take those pictures, honey. So just like Kim is hiring photographers to take pictures of her and Pete doing PDA, Kanye said, I could get on your level too, period.
Right.
And I'm here for it, Kanye. I just hate the fact that it's a bunch of Caucasian women. I wish he could get her back with one of the blackest supermodels in America. You know what I mean? I wish that, but that's a different story. So lastly, I wanted to say this. Cardi responds to Cuban Dow and things of that nature because Cardi's still young. She's not no, you know, old woman, you know. So she's going to, you know, respond to what people have to say, even though people say, well, she's, you know, A-list celebrity status. But Cardi come from the hood. She's still young. Of course, she still got that type of, you know, she's not Beyonce. She haven't been poised and propped up. You know what I mean? So I feel like over time she will understand her influence. But you cannot let people try to drag your name and drag a bunch of lies about you for clout. And to me, this is clout with Cuban Dow due to the fact that she has music coming out January the 14th. She wants to try to lure the bars in so they can be used. Yeah, so that they can be used and go stream her music and, you know, suck on her little whatever. But, honey, if you got to do all that, then you wasn't popping anyway, okay? And lastly, Jim Jones' mother, I agree with you. Women should not kiss their sons in the mouth. I also agree with you that it is a lot of young black boys that have had a traumatic type of sexual experiences with mothers and with older women. And I've had men tell me different stories about being 14 and, you know,
hey, okay, yeah, not too much. Don't get too vulgar.
Right.
But, okay.
But 30-year-old woman.
Okay, so thank you both.
Okay, we gotta move along.
Thank you. Okay, so boom. So, yeah, we're going to take this conversation because a lot of you guys, I can tell you guys want to talk. So we're going to take this call over to Station Head, okay? Meet me over on Station Head now. The link is in.